continue where we left off yesterday. Do you still remember how Mother Sachi must have felt when she saw Lord Chaitanya in the early, early morning going through the gate through which he would never return? Do you remember how she had suggested she would color her white saris, the color of red, be like a yogini following her son? Do you remember the devotees drowning in an ocean of separation, or the barber who had cut Mahaprabhu's beautiful curly hair? Do you know that he never ever cut hair after that? He became a sweet shop owner. From Katwa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gradually, he was walking like a drunken man, taking steps in one direction and changing the direction. After a few days, he came to the house of Advaita. And throughout the day and the night, he sat with this dear devotee of his and conversed, and also chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in divine ecstasy. At that time, Mother Sachi had caught up with Lord Chaitanya. She had been informed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was now nearby. And she had come immediately, and every day she used to show her love for her son, her divine son, by cooking. Throughout her life, when she was on the planet, she would cook every day. Even though she knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hundreds of kilometers away in Puri, she would cook every day his favorite dishes, and being controlled by her love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. He would cross the distance between Navadvip or Puri and Navadvip, and he would personally eat the food cooked by his mother. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that love, he said, "Mother, please forgive me, I was overtaken by some quick change of mind, and therefore I took sannyas without thinking very deeply. If you want to reverse this decision, I will come back to Navadvip and stay." And after giving it a very short reflection, his mother, who was living for the pleasure of her son, said, "No, I wouldn't be able to tolerate the ridicule of the world, but I have one request. Please, my Nimai, live at Jagannath Puri. Then I have the feeling you have not really left us. Since Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are so close, like two rooms in the same building, I shall be able to get your news very frequently." She said this, and then she became very grave. leaving all the other devotees thunderstruck. What selfless love! And at the same time, an order of a mother which could not be disobeyed. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard such his decision, he paid his obeisances before her, and carried away by waves of affection for Mother Sachi, he began to sing and dance, and then happily circumambulated her. For this love between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his exalted mother, he is known with one specific name. Do you know the name? Sachinandan. It means the son of Mother Sachi. He had said, I will always be connected by this name with you. In fact, people will remember me for times to come, remembering our connection. Therefore, they will think of me as Sachinandan. And I pronounce a blessing. Anyone, whosoever he is, even if he has not done any sadhana, even if he is a devotee who chronically doesn't get up for Mangal Aarti, Hare Krishna. Oh, sorry, that he didn't say. But that is included. Even if he was sinful, even if he is sinful in the present time, if someone just pronounces the name Sachinandan, because of our relationship, our utmost loving relationship, he will be exonerated, forgiven for all his mistakes. And therefore, he will move swiftly towards his goal. I am personally very fortunate because every conditioned soul thinks about himself. And I think, oh, Sachinandan, this, oh, Sachinandan, that, oh, you didn't sleep enough. Oh, but I'm always thinking about the name. It's not so bad, but anyone, this name is very powerful. So therefore, I request you to say after me, thinking of Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, only of him, Jai Sachinandana!
Jai Sachinandana!
As the devotee saw the Lord, the Kripa Avatar, circumambulating his mother and singing and dancing happily, they also saw that there was a fountain of tears coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes and bathing Mother Sachi. And as the devotees looked at this scene, they became overcome by a flood tide of tears. I request you now to think deeply about this prayer of a great devotee to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This prayer glorifies some of what we hear here. We hear this devotee glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his love and for his gentle moonlight-like behavior that destroys the inner darkness in the heart. And he pronounces this blessing, which this devotee, which we will also pronounce now. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, in the ecstasy of thinking about Lord Chaitanya, says, "I pray that the splendid moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chandra may shine in our hearts." This moonlight uproots the darkness in the heart. It brings limitless bliss from the ocean of pure love. It brings coolness to the entire universe, freeing it from the threefold miseries. May this splendid moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chandra shine in our hearts. O mind, just speak about Gaura. Gaura's name is the abode of nectar. In sleep there is Gaura, in dreams there is Gaura. Gaura is in my eyes, in life there is Gaura, in death there is
Gaura.
You know everything. Gaura is a most precious necklace. Please keep Gauranga inside your heart. Sit in a secluded, peaceful place and keep the eyes of your mind fixed on the moon-like form of Lord Chaitanya. After offering finally the last obeisances to his mother, without a moment's hesitation, Lord Gauranga moved quickly to Nilachal. When he left the devotees, they roared loudly in lamentation. But my dear devotees know, in whatever way Lord Gaura is present to you, when he is even only in the heart and that you think about him, I miss him, then you are beyond all lamentation. This is only an external appearance, because love, true love, in the spiritual world or in the spiritual life, does not know presence or absence. Once there's love, the object of the love stays in the heart and doesn't leave it even for a moment. So there's a particular loving exchange, and let me just get for a moment out of the role of the narrator and just mention this. It is very good if devotees in this world hear about divine reciprocation, hear about how Krishna likes his devotees, or in this case, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's known as Gauranga, loves his devotees. It's very good, because then we have hope. Oh, sometimes I think we are too harsh to ourselves. We say, "Oh, I'm not valuable. Look at me. I'm a complex bundle of contradicting emotions." No? Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm bad, and often I'm super bad. And we have... See, you should know that Krishna doesn't see the mistakes of his devotees. He doesn't have this vision. Just like you have the vision to always see something is not just right, Krishna has the vision to see where something is even a little bit right. And he sees that. Yes. So this extreme love for Lord Chaitanya to his devotees is very nicely displayed in Advaita Acharya's life. He was very old. For 7 days, the Lord had been his guest. And the Lord started to dance down the road and leave him. Advaita Acharya followed him. But due to his old age, he had to struggle to keep up the pace of the young Gauranga, who was moving. He was 24 years old. He was moving like an elephant. You know, elephant is unstoppable if he moves. When he finally, Advaita Acharya, finally, after hobbling along the way, sweating like anything, his long hair was just waving, it was white in the breeze, when he caught up to the Lord, he stood before the Lord and he didn't say anything. He was too much overwhelmed with emotions to speak. He lowered his head and drops of perspiration muddied the ground. Gauranga did not move. He stood there silently, waiting. After a long time, Advaita said, "Burns my heart to watch you moving to a foreign country. I'm revealing now my heart to you. I hope you will not be silent but will respond. In separation from you, all your eternal associates are simply crying piteously." At this, Gauranga Mahaprabhu smiled. He embraced Advaita and he said, "Listen, Advaita Acharya, because of your very pure love for me, I will never, ever leave you. You should understand that I'll always take you, your love, along with me, wherever I go." And as Lord Chaitanya said this, he took his garment and he bound a knot very consciously. Just like I'm taking this knot with you, with me, I will take your love with me. Listen, I am controlled by your love. That's why I made this knot. Always remember our pastimes together. When Advaita Acharya heard this, his eyes appreciated this gesture of love, and he sank down on the road, losing his consciousness. Who was Advaita Acharya? Advaita Acharya had called for Lord Chaitanya's descent. He had sat at the banks of the Ganga and he had offered tulsi leaves to a Shila. It was a Nishinga Shila, very strong Nishinga Shila, and he had loudly called for the Lord. It was as loud as trumpets. Have you heard trumpets? Very piercing sound. It was very, very, very an important trumpet, but important trumpet, rah, glass breaks when you hear them. So Advaitacharya had called to the Lord. And later Lord Chaitanya had remembered this. He had said, I was sleeping very peacefully on the bed of snakes on Ananta Shesha. And then this Advaita called so loud that my sleep is interrupted. And I heard him, and on his desire, I appeared. It is said that Advaitacharya was at that moment offering flowers to his Nrisinga Shila. And after he had offered the flowers, he threw the flowers into the Ganga. Now, the Ganga, the flowers, started to mysteriously move in a very far out way. They did not move with the stream of the Ganga, but against the stream of the Ganga. Can you imagine why? I think you cannot imagine it. It's so wonderful. Upstream, not downstream, Mother Sachi was just taking her bath. She had she was without pregnancy. So these flowers, which had been used by Advaitacharya for his worship, and where he had called the Lord down, the flowers moved up the stream of the Ganga and encircled the auspicious womb of Mother Sachi. And when she came out, she felt she carried the Lord in her heart. This is divine. It's not ordinary. It is extraordinary. Therefore, Advaitacharya was always honored by Lord Chaitanya as a very, very dear devotee of the Lord. He had caused the appearance of the Lord. And it is at Advaitacharya's house in Shantipur where Lord Chaitanya would regularly meet him together with Nityananda, and where the three, the generals of the Sankirtan movement, discussed the strategies for the age of Kali. I want to tell a little story which some of you have heard about this house, but it's so beautiful. You would like to hear it again. Advaitacharya, there is a priest who's very old now. Maybe he has died by now. And this priest once came to the temple in Mayapur with an amazing story. He had said, you know, when I was young, I always saw a grihastha who was dressed in white clothes going to the back part, behind the temple, and sitting there and chanting the whole day with tears in his heart. For many, many years, once a month, this grihastha came, and I never had the opportunity to ask him who he is and what he is. But once I asked him, I see you always coming and you're crying. What is moving you so much? And you're chanting the whole day. The grihastha said, my Guru Maharaj has given me an impossible order. And he got up and left. Then I didn't see him for a long time. Then I saw him one more time. And then no longer. Many years I was thinking, God is with this Grihastha. And then one day, I went back to the courtyard and I saw at the exact same spot where this mysterious householder had sat and chanted, I saw a sannyasi. He had the same size and he was chanting also with tears in his eyes. And I went to him and asked him, you're very moved, what is with you? And he said, my Guru Maharaj has given me an impossible order and I'm going to try to fulfill it. He was not in the mood to speak. He got up and left. And much later, I got a Bengali Back to Godhead magazine. I opened it and I saw on the same page, on the front page, the face of that Grihastha, which was the same face as that sannyasi. I had understood, this is Abhay Babu. That's how Prabhupada was called in the Bengali circle. And I had understood he had fulfilled the impossible dream of his Guru Maharaj and the order. It was him who had come and who had prayed here at Advaita Acharya's house, where Advaita and Chaitanya and Nityananda sat. He had prayed for empowerment, and the empowerment had come. He had spread Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement all over the world. He had done mission super impossible. That's something, isn't it? And could you understand my mysterious narration? It was Prabhupada. From the beginning, the middle, and the end. We have just time for a little thing more, then we will end. Along the way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced the holy names. He sang again and again, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
No, it was different. More enthusiasm. Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Close to. He was overwhelmed with Krishna prema. He sometimes walked slowly, staggering, as if intoxicated. Then he picked up speed and ran or raced like a charging lion. Sometimes he sang the holy names in a roaring voice while dancing joyfully. And the next moment, he would cry. Sometimes he fasted for 3 long days. He met many people. And tomorrow I will tell my nicest story about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You won't believe it. He converted them. He changed them. There were many rivers, for instance, and at each river there was a toll collector. People couldn't just pass from one bank to the other. They would go into different rulers' territories and had to pay toll. And there was one toll collector who ran after the devotees and harassed each one of them for little conchas. That was the currency at that time. Anas, they were called, I think, or something. But when he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he typically became overwhelmed in the bliss of Krishna consciousness and jubilant and danced and stopped being a boring toll collector. This is what happens to anyone who meets Lord Chaitanya And I was thinking, we will end this by giving you the chance to meet Lord Chaitanya. Would you like to do this?
Yes.
It's encouraging. Please sit straight. You should sit comfortable, but straight. Just relax a little and breathe gently in and out. Oops, you all run out. Meditation is nice, you know. It's all right, it's authorized. We do such things. Bring your awareness to your heart space. Just breathe very deeply. When you inhale, you can feel your chest expanding. Vastness, the summer stress of the heat can leave you. And when you breathe out, see how your stomach goes into the direction, not see it, but feel it, goes in the direction of the spine. Complete and relaxed inhale, and complete and relaxed exhale. And again, go to your heart space. And see Lord Chaitanya's golden effulgence there. It's a beautiful, soft, not piercing, very charming golden light. And behind that light, see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe as you have seen him on a picture, a painting, or simply on the altar. And in your mind's eye, see the knot of love on his cloth, which he bound for Advaita Acharya. See his beautiful feet as they touch the ground and leave footprints in the dust. See him walking slowly, staggering on the road. And then see him running, racing down the path as a lion. See him raising his two arms. Then see his beautiful lotus eyes, crying tears of separation from Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please.